You're listening to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. While all cancer survivors are prone to fear of recurrence, certain characteristics may make some people more susceptible. I'm Brielle Bennion, Senior Editor at Oncology Nursing News. For this episode, I spoke with Jacqueline Galatia of Queen's University on the topic. We spoke about her recent research that analyzed who is more at risk of fear of cancer recurrence and how oncology nurses can help. So just to get started, can you tell me a little bit about your research and why this was an important topic to look at?
Sure. So I am an oncology nurse background. I no longer practice clinically, but this project really stemmed from my observations while I was working in clinical practice with patients who have received chemotherapy, finishing chemotherapy. You know, at our center, there's a bell that's rung as a celebration to be finished treatment. And, you know, people with so much optimism and returning to life, returning back to their life. And as I, you know, but I seeing more and more people, that wasn't the case, you know, that they had a number of concerns. They weren't returning back to that normal as they knew it pre-cancer. And so I began to learn a bit more of this post-treatment period. And this was back in the mid-2000s. So, you know, this field of psychosocial oncology was still growing and we were learning about it. And as I was digging a bit more, I realized that one of the most common concerns of cancer survivors, post-treatment cancer survivors, is this fear of cancer coming back, what we refer to as fear of cancer recurrence. And so in 2010, I started my PhD research, and I was really going to focus on this common concern, fear of cancer recurrence.
And so what puts oncology nurses specifically in a good role to discuss fear of recurrence with their patients, and, you know, how can oncology nurses help?
As I was starting my PhD, I was really learning that there were different findings about what were these predictors or what were characteristics of people who were more likely to have higher fears of cancer recurrence. And so that was one of my goals of my dissertation research, to try and provide some clarity about which survivors are most at risk for higher fear of cancer recurrence. Because as oncology nurses, we are often that first point of contact to the healthcare system. We are often that regular point of contact to the healthcare system. And we are in this really unique position of trust, and this unique relationship develops. So I envisioned that if we could clarify who are the characteristics of survivors who most likely have highest fears of cancer recurrence, this could be used as oncology nurses who are regularly seeing these people come back to the clinics in their follow-ups, and in that dialogue and having that recurring conversation, that assessments that go in those conversations. And so that's what I really was striving for this work to be useful for oncology nurses in those settings.
So what were your findings? Which patients and patient characteristics were at most risk to have fear of recurrence?
Yeah, sure. So we looked at a number of different characteristics, and we actually used a theory, Leventhal's common sense model, which is a theory that's commonly used to understand fear of cancer recurrence. And so we used this to identify what could be important characteristics to look at amongst cancer survivors. And so we looked at a number of characteristics, but what we found was, consistently with other findings, people who are younger have higher fears of cancer recurrence. And this could be for a number of different reasons, families, et cetera. Those who identified as female had higher fears of cancer recurrence than those who identified as male. Interestingly, people who had been diagnosed longer, so there was a longer duration since they were diagnosed, they had higher fears of cancer recurrence versus people who are shorter in their duration. And that's really interesting because longitudinal studies that follow people for years show there's no trend. Trends could be anything for fear of cancer recurrence over time. People who continue to be followed up in this cancer survivorship clinic. So we're coming back to the clinic years and years after they were diagnosed, had higher fears of cancer recurrence. And so we think it was those reminders of coming back to the clinic where their experiences, reminders of these cancer experience. Interestingly, people's perceptions were a strong predictor of higher fear of cancer recurrence. For instance, it wasn't about people who had more symptoms, but it was people who had more symptoms that they believed were caused from their cancer or caused from their treatment. These people had higher fears of cancer recurrence. People with lower self-esteem had higher fears of cancer recurrence. And interestingly, people who were more pessimistic had actually a lower fear of cancer recurrence. And so this may be the type of coping strategies that they use. People who are pessimistic are more likely to deny or disengage, like give in to their circumstances. So these are these are the main findings from our study.
Wow, that's really, really interesting, actually. So if a nurse is reading your findings and they identify patient who might be at high risk for fear of recurrence, or, you know, they have a patient or multiple patients who are already experiencing fear of recurrence, what should the nurses do from there?
Sure. And so I think the first thing that we've learned in our project since doing this study, but also there's fear of cancer recurrence guidelines to guide clinicians, including nurses. The first thing is to normalize that fear of cancer recurrence is a normal feeling after completing treatment for cancer. And actually this in our subsequent research, people who have just been who've had their fear of cancer recurrence normalized, it was liberating for them that they weren't alone in this feeling. There wasn't something wrong with them with experiencing this feeling. So that is first and foremost to normalize this as a normal reaction after completing cancer treatment. But then on that, nurses have a very special role to provide education. And so this means educating what are some symptoms to watch out for that could indicate a recurrence, when to report a symptom, who to report it to, what are some things that aren't symptoms of recurrence, but just may be long-term symptoms or side effects from treatment. So just helping patients navigate those uncertainties can help reduce the likelihood of their fear of cancer recurrence. Of course, encouraging patients to really quickly enact positive coping, stress-reducing activities. So, you know, the recreational hobbies that they enjoyed pre-cancer, yoga, meditation. Reminding patients that there will be some triggers for their fear of cancer that will trigger fear of cancer recurrence. This may be the anniversary of their diagnosis. This may be a mammogram or some sort of follow-up testing. It's normal to have these feelings coming back around those milestones. And so that awareness about that. Even asking things like, it sounds like you've been worrying a lot about this. Can you tell me more about that? So just encouraging that dialogue that this, you know, it helps further to normalizing how patients are feeling or survivors are feeling. It's making it a part of their cancer care. It's helping people externalize some of those symptoms.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with Oncology Nursing News.